Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Center of the Universe. I'm your host, Mufon Rod, for the next 30 minutes. Waiting for Blue Ship to call in. Wanted to do a day show. We've been doing some day shows here lately. Of course, this weekend we start going to three shows on the weekend, 2 hours apiece. Today's subject, let's see what Blue Ship wants to talk about today. On the show today, he wants to do some more follow-up about Hollow Earth. Movie The Owls of Ga'Hoole. Strength to me also. Politics and Blue Shift Revenge of the Hollow Earth People, Arapaho Indian Tribe, and much more. Where's Blue Shift? He's not here. It's 1:30. Call in. If you'd like to call in and ask questions, that number is 347-637-1980. That's 347-637-1980. Guys, Thomas Hassan, still going. Here's another one. Comet Lovejoy. Man, I saw some pictures of that today. Awesome. Go to spaceweather.com to look at, I think there's 5 comets up there right now. The tail on this Comet Lovejoy is amazing. We'll be passing through towards the sun the next day or two. So if you're into that, check it out, spaceweather.com. Neat site. A lot of information there. So scroll down to the very bottom of spaceweather.com. You can see all the different ways of viewing the sky, those comets, and many other planets and other interesting things in the universe. If you scroll to the bottom, many ways to view the universe right there sitting in front of your favorite computer device or phone. It's amazing. Technology's awesome. This comet's awesome. Blue Shift, is missing. He'll show up here in a second. What else can we talk about? Like I said, the comet Lovejoy, those pictures are phenomenal. A lot of interesting things happening in the sky. And while we're on the subject, I'm going to talk about it now, while we're on the subject, but a new subject, Christmas. I say Merry Christmas. Ran into somebody this weekend. They happy holidayed me. I said Merry Christmas back. They weren't real happy. I think God's universal. I say Merry Christmas. So Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope you're getting into the holiday spirit. Went to the Performing Arts Center last night here in Tulsa and watched a really good show. First time I've seen this adaptation of The Christmas Carol. Recommend the show. Really nice evening. Not something I usually do, but enjoy it. It was a nice show. All local performers, and they just did a great job and got me a little bit more in the Christmas spirit. Kyle is still missing. Let's go to the chat room. You can also chat. Hit me up with some questions if you like. If they're not answered today, we can get them on the show later this week. For those of you just joining, topics we like to talk about on the show. And, you know, Center of the Universe, Tulsa claims to be the Center of the Universe. There's a nice monument downtown. It's a neat visit. Go by and check it out. It's a really neat area. Go down there and easy to find. Anyway, there's a metal cloud down there, monument. And Center of the Universe is directly below that, or real close to the area. Stand in the middle and scream at the top of your lungs and talk and have some friends go with you down there and talk amongst yourselves. It's neat. So, anyway, it's a neat place to visit, and it is the center of the universe. in college to missing. Oh, Kyle hasn't been abducted, you know. Kyle seems to think that the intelligence community has moved near him, and for what he talks about, he thinks that, I think he might get paranoid every once in a while. But anyway, he has a lot of great things, interesting things to talk about. One thing we like to talk about, of course, is Planet X, Nibiru, all the different conspiracy theories, extraterrestrials, of course, UFO sightings. Speaking of, if you ever see, I think you've seen something, go to MUFON.com, and you can fill out your paperwork there, and somebody will, field representative, follow up and have an interview with you, see what you find. Not every UFO means it is extraterrestrial. And anyway, if you think there are or not, MUFON.com. Kyle is finally here. Kyle,
yes, I am.
Finally, say what's up, man. Just rambling a little bit till you join the show. I said today you were wanting to talk about, and of course you can change gears and talk whatever you'd like. I guess I said that you're going to be talking about that movie, The Owls, and something, politics, Hollow Earth, and whatever's on your mind.
Yeah,
24 minutes. I'll shut up and we'll see what's on your mind, buddy.
Okay, so I started watching this movie. I haven't finished it yet. Called The Guardians, Owls of Gahul, or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, remember what I said earlier regarding owls? They symbolize Tilian or serpent races or cultures. All right, not necessarily. And when I was watching that movie, I haven't finished it yet, but I noticed that, you know, there's different kinds of owls, obviously. And then the way that they're talking, all right, that tells one of the stories from a certain point of view.
Okay.
All right, of some of the reptilian or serpent races, you know, like, you know, I think the Martians were included in there, but, you know, Martians being like a serpent race, you know, not necessarily like, reptilian, but, you know, when I say serpent, but, you know, very intelligent, you know, serpents, you know, represent wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And and I was like, I'm watching this, and then it's talking about all the it's talking about the good and the bad reptilians, and then the serpent races.
Okay.
You know, they just changed the names of what they're to the species of owls, which
right.
is really crazy. They talk about the betrayal between the likenesses of them. Oops. In the movie, which I think is really interesting. So it's a history lesson, but it's all coded.
Yeah.
You know, which is really cool. I thought I'd bring that up because I hadn't done a history in a little while. So.
Well, the thing about it goes along with what we're talking the other day, as far as the plan from the 50s is like, hey, we know there's aliens out there. Our plan is to start doing movies, make them really ridiculous at first, with crazy Godzillas from Mars or whatever, black and white, and the progression of the things, like we talked about the other day. But it's just another way of them putting out information and making it clearer and better and more acceptable as time goes by with their seven-year plan. So in this decade, eventually they'll say, we've given you all this training knowledge, it shouldn't be no surprise. Hello, there's aliens, there's one right here. Sorry, but that's the way it is. Deal with it.
Yeah. No, that's what it's going to be like, except, you know, the buffer's going to be, shit's going down, and people are at the same time also going to be wanting the information. They're going to be wanting specific information, and then, boom, they're going to get it. know, just like that. And I was like, oh, fine. You want the answer to what's going on? Okay. We'll tell you the short answer and see if you can handle that. If you can't handle that, well, then you're not going to be listening, you know, because you're losing your damn mind over what we did tell you. And
what would be the answer today?
What would be the answer today?
The short answer today.
Well, it would depend on we're talking theoretics. It would depend on what happened first that made people question what they wanted. You know, and there's a bunch of different things that the people in the know could put out. Very different things. You know, they may have decided in some little, you know, circle jerk, you know, where they try to predict what's going on, you know, based on what they think they know or what somebody's been briefed on or whatever, but not very intuitive decisions, not very not anything that's run through a simulator or anything like that. It's just going to be kind of like what do we think, you know, it is in the moment, you know, at this meeting.
Yeah.
And then that's what we'll write down, and then that's what we'll develop a program for. And sadly, that's actually how it went. But they, nevertheless, I mean, I guess, you know, you got to do something, right? So that's what they did.
Yeah, we were talking about Hollow Earth the other day, right?
Yeah.
One of the things you wanted to talk about was Hollow Earth again. And then, I don't know what the angle was today, but you were talking about what the intelligence did then, or did something wrong, or we never did cover that exactly, or did we?
What I meant was, you know, they could have handled this this situation that's going on around me much better, you know? Like I said, you know, no one else will ever appreciate what they've done. In the long run, they're going to grow more and more hated as people realize what the fuck they have or have not been doing with what they know. But nevertheless, I appreciate their presence because,
The other day, I was going to bring this up the other night, somebody posted on one of those Facebook groups that we belong to was that one of the planets aligned the other night, and hasn't happened in a long time. Was it the Holy Cross or some type of cross? And it was historic. And he said that if the alignment was going to happen in 6 minutes, and this was a couple of days ago. And I can't find what he wrote. It was very interesting. Does any of that ring a bell of the alignment and the significance of the cross in the sky?
It's the sign of the crossing. You know, the cross that Jesus was hung on, quote unquote. All right, the INXS or whatever. What that is earth, wind, water, fire, and then. But the cross represents the sign of the crossing that symbolizes the sacrifice of the perfect human, a.k.a. Jesus, all right?
That alignment doesn't happen every year, though, does it?
Well, no. This is the sign of the crossing is when Nibiru comes in contact with, with Earth. That's what this is. This is the prophecies all being fulfilled and all that shit. All right.
So this final alignment, it was significant. He wanted to let me know it was significant. It said it aligns in 6 minutes. So what is the significance of that?
It's everyone's religion happening. That's what it is. All the idiots that follow like versions of Christianity, all right, don't even know what the damn cross means.
Okay,
they just know that it represents what they're following, but they don't understand it's astrotheologian in nature.
Okay, go ahead.
That's it. I mean, it's as simple as that. meaning, in other words, everyone has fabricated ideas that that a lot of these people in the Bible, all right, are real people, but they're not real people. They're archetypes that represent races and ideas, okay? And I do know someone who can cover this and the origins of how these got into the process of being believed.
Dr. Steve?
Nope, actually, Master Ho, remember?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, Master Ho can explain this, so we need to book him.
Okay.
And he can explain you from the get-go, the original origins of the story, and then I think he knows this guy called Jordan Maxwell, which might ring a bell.
It does. Why?
And he was talking about having Jordan Maxwell on the show or something like that. This was a while back, and he kept on bringing him up.
Right.
But anyway, let's get Master Ho on the show, and it'll
be before Christmas. That'd be perfect.
Oh yeah, no, that would be great. Yeah. But you know, then again, you know, he does.
He may not be available.
Yeah, he may not be available, or he may, you know. But he's a pretty cool guy. I talked with him a couple of times, and he covers everything in a really.
We need to get him set up when we go to the 2-hour shows again. Hopefully this weekend. Shooting for, but 30 minutes is not enough time for Master Ho at all.
Oh no! You're gonna need the 2 hours, and if we could do more, then probably. But I just wanted to point that out so you know the cross is a symbolization for a celestial happening.
Big deal. He was saying like a big deal. He was like, man, it's 6 minutes this thing aligns.
Yep, and it's a pretty big event, but the thing is that all the people that would think it's a big event don't know anything about it because they're completely complicit slaves. They do not understand even the nature of what they're told. They just accept it, and then, you know, that's it. They just leave it at that. They just, but you have to ask the question, well, why do you believe that? You're crazy, you know, if you just accept everything you're told, all right? Even from me. Don't just accept what I'm saying. Look into it. That's why from time to time I give, you know, some tools that I think can help you come into an understanding. Tools that I think I was either guided to from either my higher self or an alien intelligence. It doesn't really matter, but the point is this shit, when I look at it, it makes sense. And I got lots of stuff for you guys. I need to do more of that.
Have you seen the pictures of Comet Lovejoy? Spaceweather.com has an amazing picture of the long tail of Comet Lovejoy. Next week, Comet Lovejoy makes its closest approach to the sun. The comet's tail is already amazing. It shows a picture of it there at spaceweather.com. This is filled with knots and eddies of dusty plasma. Lovejoy's tail stretches more than 20 degrees across the sky, long enough to overlap 40 full moons or fill the bowl of the Big Dipper twice. At closest approach to the sun on December 23rd, the comet will be just inside the orbit of Earth. The extra heating it gets will grow the tail even more. That is going to be amazing if we're able to visibly see this. Wow.
I saw one of the pictures that you had up there, which I thought was really good to, you know, take a look at. But anyway, there was actually something that I was thinking about regarding taking a look at things, and you know. With the coming events, you know, you guys gotta get, you know, prepared because, you know, when macrobes attack, you know, and all their buddies, you know, it's everyone's going to need to be prepared. And
okay. With that being said, what is the, of all the shows that we've talked about, the best show to watch then within the next couple of days that will give a understanding for somebody who is completely ignorant to the macros, the best show to watch would be what?
It would be The Thing from 2011.
I watched that one.
Yeah, it would be the movie The Thing, made in the year 2011.
The ones you've seen, that's the one to watch first.
Well, I mean, in part of the, because it lines up with the 1982 version, which is like the prequel to it. So,
yeah.
So I mean, really, both of them, and realize that, you know, both of those groups didn't know kind of what, well, the first group kind of knew what they were getting into. The other group kind of fell into what they were getting into, but their experiences were pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And the way they dealt with it was pretty much the same. And I recommend that that they think about what they would have done in the situation if they were in it, you know, with what supplies and materials they saw in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, it may sound silly, you know, like you're playing a game with reality, but you know, there's things that you could do. For example, things that are kind of obvious. Nobody argues with the authority of a 12-gauge shotgun. Nobody. You know, that would be a pretty good thing to have if macrobes attacked, because then there'd be zombies, you know, and it's a showstopper, you know, guaranteed, you know. The other thing, well, like I said, which is I think more important that a lot of people don't really think about is it's a long-eyed relief scope for you know your arms, and like a small red dot, something that's rugged and has a good battery life, where you can put, and this is I think probably the to make anybody good enough to fight back, if you put like three little laser sights on your rifle in like a triangle shape.
Yeah.
And then put in a laser bore sighter into your weapon. You just have to get far enough away from the target with the laser bore sighter, and then put on like three or four or however many laser sights you can on your rifle or shotgun or whatever. And then all you have to do is just turn the clicks until all of the lasers line up with the one that's in the barrel, and when you do that, then all the lasers will always point to the same location at the farthest distance. So pick your maximum range that you want to be far away, and then when you get up close, you don't have to actually like aim your weapon. You just have to kind of generally point, and you know. And anyway, I think that would help a lot of people who have no experience shooting, you know, firearms or air rifles, not airsoft guns, you know. But
I was reading the Justice Report today. They've got new military drones that can deploy weapons without human control. We need to worry about both. But right now, what's more alarming and what's more pressing and what has more concern right now? Our government against us or an alien invasion?
An alien invasion.
Really?
Because a lot of people don't realize is you're being geared up for it. You know, I mean, people say, oh, well, it's the films. No, it's not the films. It's all of these crazy ass laws that keep on getting passed, and everyone's concerned about the consolidation of power, but in the end, you know, in the end, the technology you're dealing with isn't coming from the government. You know, it's not coming from them. The technology you're going to be dealing with is coming from either private individuals or from another world that don't like you.
And, they may have pride, or they may have bunkers, whatever. They don't mean they have anything to overcome the microbes.
The problem with the macrobes is that they've been collecting technology from every civilization they've come in contact with for a longer time than they've been attacking us, you know, when they first attacked us, like, 26,000 years ago. But the thing is that the macrobes don't need that technology necessarily because they've weaseled their way in and they've dug in very well. And they can literally just do, you know, their normal state in dealing with us. They can just, you know, they ride in on comets and asteroids or under the guise of them, you know, and they just land wherever they want. They create a crater and a lot of death, and then boom, then they raise up the dead. And then not only do you have your dead to deal with, but then you have the dead rising up to kill more of you. You know, I mean, that's a pretty fucking effective way to kill motherfuckers. I mean, I've seen some pretty crazy shit when I was in the Army, but this one takes the cake. Because no matter what you do, you don't need to send in reinforcements. You just need to keep winning with that kind of attack strategy. And so, you know, I say to you, all the people that have been saying zombie apocalypse, you know, maybe they don't know what the hell's really going on, but maybe those people aren't from here. And I refer you to, like, Dolores Cannon's work. Or maybe those people are from here and got caught up in a zombie apocalypse, and the only thing running through their minds when they're reborn is zombie apocalypse. And so when somebody says zombie, it just kind of rings true, you know, or see a picture of it. And then they're like, oh, I get that. I know about that. Because
well,
he died
to be
a zombie.
The music, you want to do a sidebar on the music, and we'll have that plugged in for this weekend's two-hour shows. The song Without, why are you wanting to use that as our buffer music?
Because the machines are out of order.
Yeah?
The machines are out of order.
So what's the song mean to you?
Well, I mean, it's just a couple of things that kind of caught on to my attention, which was, you know, one, he says the machines are out of order, the machines are out of order, didn't know what to do, blah, blah, blah. But it's also kind of like an oxymoron type song, in my opinion. Let's just assume he knows about the macros. All right.
Okay.
He knows what they are, et cetera, et cetera. You know, not necessarily that he does, but then it changes the context of the way you view the song, and it did for me. You know, because I was currently thinking about that at the time that I reheard the song, because I listened to this when I was younger, but didn't pay much mind to it. But it's the same.
Right.
But it's the same thing with the Lost Prophets. But instead, in this case, these guys do know what's going on, and they were punished by the British, those fuckers, for telling out what was going on, who they were, et cetera, et cetera. Because some people here realize, well, we lose any way you slice it. So, you know, might as well at least tell the truth before you go down in flames. You know, and then there are many in the music industry, such as Avenged Sevenfold. Those guys know.
Okay.
You know, those guys are, in the know. Like I said, the Illuminati, Hollywood, or whatever. They did a song called Planets.
Back and out at midnight.
Yeah. You know what? We could do one maybe a little earlier. That would be great.
Wow. Okay, we will reschedule for tonight. That's it for Cinema Universe right now. Thanks for joining us. Y'all have a good day.